In 1938, I was born. Properly, sufficiently, and despite a few hysterical shepherds, quietly. Nine months after my life began. March 3rd. I am. As of now, I am. I'm not very much. But even the smallest crumb of bread is still bread. Whatever bread is. Well, I may not be as big as a crumb, but I'm just as good as a crumb, and I'm as much me as a crumb, so there, I am now. What am I? I'm sleepy. March 10th. I'm a boy. I mean, I'm gonna be. It's all settled in advance because I got 22 pair of ordinary chromosomes plus one X chromosome and a Y chromosome, and I like bugs. Whatever bugs are. A lot of other things have already been decided in advance, too. I'll have myopic, light blue eyes like my mother, and I'll be left-handed like my father, and 6 feet 4 inches tall with big bones and big feet like my mother's father, and I'll love music like my Uncle Jeff, and I'll be able to play the piano as well as anyone who's 6'4", big-footed, left-handed, and myopic, and I'm going back to sleep. March 17th. You know, it's funny. I know so much about me already, and I don't even know what my mother looks like. And she doesn't even know I'm living here under her heart. But she's warm, I know, and soft, and kind to give cradle to an imperfect stranger and share with him her blood. March 24th. My heart started beating all by itself, and it scared the heck out of me. Better get used to it. It's going to go on for a long time. April 14th. Bulletin flash.